Leadership Skills Training. A leader is a person who can inspire action towards the achievement of a goal. A leader is a person of personal initiative. For questions concerning leadership training, 1. Why is it important to be able to inspire action towards the achievement of a goal? 2. What is personal initiative? 3. How can you develop personal initiative in yourself and others? 4. How can you train yourself and others to be better leaders? This article is designed to answer these four questions. 1. Why is it important that a leader can inspire others to take action? The need for action. In order to achieve your goals, you must act. Therefore, the willingness to take action is the key to achieving your goals. What is action? In a business context, action is defined as goal-directed effort. And effort is defined as to-do work. So, for us, action is defined as goal-directed work. Why is action important? The willingness to take action is important because, on their own, things don't get better. In order to make any degree of progress, you must be willing to take action. I.E. You must be willing to exert yourself to make an effort. In fact, simply in order for things to remain the same and not to deteriorate, you must exert an effort. If you don't act, then things will not stay the same, they will get worse. We live in a universe governed by natural laws. If we want to succeed, then we must understand and live in accordance with natural laws. The most fundamental natural law is the law of entropy. The law of entropy states that, if you leave things alone, then they don't stay the same, they get worse. For example, if you leave a cup of hot tea on the side, then its temperature, heat energy, does not stay the same, its energy level decreases. If you don't act on your garden, then it does not stay the same, it gets worse. If you don't act to improve your physical fitness, then it does not stay the same, it gets worse. If you don't act on a fire, then the burning building does not stay the same, it rapidly gets worse. Simply to maintain the same condition, you must continually exert an effort. You must continually take action. We live in a universe governed by natural laws. If we want to succeed, then we must understand and live in accordance with natural laws. The natural law of entropy means that, if you don't act, then you will automatically lose. If you want things to stay the same, or get better, then you must act. Another fundamental law of nature is this, the law of action and reaction. You have heard it said that, for every action, there is an equal reaction. This fundamental law of nature can be restated. Thus, unless there is some initial action, then there can never be a reaction. If you want an effect, then there must, first, be a cause. No cause, no effect. Therefore, if you want something good to happen, then you must, first, be willing to do something good. There are many who want good things to happen to them, but don't want to exert themselves and be made to first do something good. What is the opposite to taking action? The opposite to taking action is not taking action, i.e. inaction. The opposite of the willingness to make an effort is no willingness to make an effort. I.e. laziness. Laziness. The lazy person is the person who is trying to violate the laws of nature. The lazy man wants to do nothing, and yet still have things, 1. Not get worse, or, 2. get better. The lazy man has no understanding of natural law. Mistakenly, he says to himself, when things get better, then I will really get going. When the situation improves, then I will take action. The situation is bad at the moment, so I will sit here and wait for my fortunes to improve and my luck to change. Eventually, if I wait long enough, my luck is bound to change. How pitifully wrong is the lazy man? We live in a universe governed by natural laws. If we want to succeed, then we must understand and live in accordance with natural law. Nature demands action. Nature demands that each living thing acts and works to achieve its goals. All that is inactive will fail. To succeed, you must act. But nature will not compel you to act. If a person decides to be lazy, then nobody will ride to his rescue. He will simply sink silently into oblivion. To save yourself and your family, you must act. To save yourself and your family, you must act on your own personal initiative. Personal initiative. Personal initiative is the ability to act on your own motive power. Personal initiative is the ability to act without the need for an outside agency to compel you to move. Personal initiative is a virtue to develop in yourself and others. In relation to personal initiative, there are four definite personality types. Bus, type 1 personal initiative. A type 1 personality is defined as a person who acts to do the right thing, even before the situation has begun to deteriorate, and before anyone asks for it to be done. The action is self-generated on the person's own motive power. The intention of the action is to improve on what is already a good situation. This is the personality type to aspire to be. You are constantly acting on your own initiative to improve upon the current situation. Personal initiative. Type 2 personalities. A type 2 personality is defined as a person who will act to do the right thing, but only once it is obvious that the situation has deteriorated and only if someone else asks them to do it. The action is not self-generated on the person's own motive power. This is the personality type of many people. When asked why they failed to do a simple task, such as emptying an already full kitchen bin, these people are the type who say, "Well, how was I to know? Nobody told me to do it." These people need to learn that they must constantly act on their own initiative to improve upon the current situation. Personal initiative type 3, personalities. A type 3 personality is defined as a person who will act to do the right thing, but only once it is obvious that the situation has badly deteriorated and only after someone else has asked them a dozen times and has chased and nagged them to do it. The action is reluctant and slow and certainly not on the person's own motive. This is the personality type of too many people. When asked why they failed to do a simple task, such as emptying an already full kitchen bin, these people are the type who say, "Well, I have been too busy. It is not my job. Why do I have to do it?" These people need to learn that if they want something good to happen, then they must be willing to first do something good. Type 3 personalities want good things to happen to them, but don't want to exert themselves. Type 3 personalities are those people who need to learn that, unless they constantly act on their own initiative to improve, then the situation will deteriorate. Personal initiative, type 4 personalities. A type 4 personality is defined as a person who never acts to do the right thing, Even if it is painfully obvious that the situation has badly deteriorated, and even if someone else has begged, and cajoled, and asked a dozen times, and has chased, and nagged them to do it, still, they won't act to make things better. Instead, they remain inactive. Type 4 personalities have no sense of personal initiative, and are, therefore, almost certain to fail. When asked why they failed to do a simple task, such as emptying an already full bin, they make their excuses and quickly leave, "I can't do it. I am too busy. I won't do it, it is not my job. Why can't you get someone else to do it?" This is the type of person we must not allow ourselves to be. This is the type we don't want as a colleague. This is the lazy person. Instead of that, we will train ourselves to be known as a person of personal initiative. We will train ourselves to be known as a person who will act to do the right thing before the situation demands action and before anyone asks us to act. The action is self-generated on our own motive power. The intention of the action is to improve on an already good situation in order to make it even better. We are known as a person who acts